I guess we should clarify that
we can't start talking about this movie just by talking about her boobs. That can't be the first thing we say about this movie. Why are they talking about Rebecca Gayhart's
boobs? And not the fact that she murdered people?
Yeah.
Shh, spoiler, Jesus.
No, I mean in real life.
Oh, Jesus. She did. That was sad. that was sad.
So welcome to the Horror Virgin.
I'm Clint.
I'm Todd.
I'm Jennifer.
Oh, God.
And in case you haven't picked up yet, we just watched Urban Legend.
Her name is Rebecca Gayhart?
Gayhart. Gayhart.
All right, well, I guess that's a little bit
better. She's the Noxzema girl. That's what I always called her.
You don't remember her from... No. Do you remember Channel 1?
Yeah, I remember Channel 1.
Okay, did you
That's when I did my homework.
That's when I slept.
Yeah.
I remember there were a bunch of Noxzema commercials with Rebecca Gayhart, and you needed to watch Channel 1 with Lisa Lang. Much information that you didn't remember.
Lisa Lang. Mm-hmm. Hang on.
I went to a smart school and we didn't watch Channel 1.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so for those of you listening, you're probably just like,
where the fuck did
Urban Legend come from? Didn't you guys just watch The Exorcist? Well, we are doing A-list, B-list, A-list, B-list. Yeah. That's how we're alternating every
year. Holy shit.
Yeah.
This movie is bad.
Well, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about... So if you listen to the Exorcist episode, our first episode, we talked a lot about how we were going to do these mini episodes.
Yeah, fuck that.
And then we tried one,
and they're just bad.
Yeah.
They're just bad.
We might play with the format, but it was not what we would call... up to standard.
It was not. Right. It was a fun time for us, but you would not have liked it.
Not much meaningful content.
Holy shit.
Guess what? Guess what, guys? You're going to get a real episode every week. We're going to watch a horror movie every week.
Oh my God.
And next week we'll do a classic, but this week was Urban Legend.
Uh-huh.
And Jen and I were so happy.
Todd was not happy.
Honestly, okay, I was not to like... I was more scared in this movie than The Exorcist.
Yeah. You were.
Because, I mean, there were...
He yelled several cuss words. Well, you were legit really terrified.
Here's why I hate this. Like, I can make it through the movies, but I just know, like, when we get on the podcast, you motherfuckers are going to sell me out, because every time a jump scare, like a janitor walks by and it plays like the... Bah! Like the loud music, and I'm like... Bah!
You jump. Yeah. You jump like
the... Every time. Yeah. Dude, when fucking Tyler came out of his bedroom and walked up, I said, that scared me.
Oh, just and when the AC turned on... You were like,
oh, my God. I hate jump scares so much.
To be fair, even though it's during the day again, we turned all the lights off.
We
this
did,
time,
and we closed.
And it got pretty dark in here.
It wasn't super dark, but yeah, I mean, it was a lot darker than it was for The Exorcist. Yeah. Not that I just think The Exorcist was not. There weren't many jump scares in The Exorcist, and that's what really, really gets me.
Urban Legend scared you more than The Exorcist. I don't think anyone has ever said that.
Yeah. It did. It really did.
Yeah.
Fucking Jared Leto, like, ugh.
A movie starring Pacey Witter.
Yes.
I never watched Dawson's Creek, so I have no idea.
Oh,
well,
Pacey.
He has blonde hair in this, which clearly separates him from Pacey. Yes, that was scary.
And I feel like they were trying to make us think that he was Pacey, but then he was just like an awful, like, rapey pasty.
He was. There are a lot of rapey men in this movie, like Michael Rosenbaum.
I think you could just have said there are a lot of rapey men, full stop.
Yeah.
Well, hashtag
correct,
me too.
Correct. But Michael Rosenbaum was a creep.
Yeah, fucking Lex Luthor was a creep in this.
Yeah, as he...
And he had hair. It was super weird.
It was very bizarre. And from the opening of this movie, there are rapey men.
Yes.
Yeah.
A rapey gas station attendant shows up.
I don't know if he was rapey so much as he just stuttered
a lot.
I would like to apologize for how high pitched that was. No, like, that was not intended. But, yeah, he was trying to help.
He was putting his hands on her, though, immediately.
Because he didn't have the power of speech, and he wanted to stop her from getting her head cut off.
He was trying to help. But maybe he could have written it down and put it, although it was raining. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
For a second, I wanted Adam Sandler to be like, Dean Chucky!
Oh, yeah. Brad Dourif, the voice of Chucky.
Although, and I will say this, I did not know that. Clint said that during that scene.
Yeah.
He's also killing a girl named Natalie Mancini in the movie.
Yeah, her character name is Natalie Mancini. Mm-hmm.
The creator of Chucky.
So apparently there are a lot of, like, oh God, Jen just got her notebook.
I freaked myself out. But no, there's just some other ones. I have to say, though, I had this whole, like, thing planned in my head, and I was going to explain to you how rapey all this stuff was.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of you two both for picking up on it.
Yay! High five! Ladies, they are single, and they are nice. Let's talk about the patriarchy. I will say this really quick. I watch enough Law & Order SVU to know the things I should not be doing.
Yeah.
Mm. It doesn't always stop me, though, ladies. No, it does. It does. Stop. Clint just got very uncomfortable. He's like, oh, God.
I will say this.
Yeah, hit me.
I will say this. There are a lot of bad actresses.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
No, no, no.
Did you say
the men
actresses?
Are wrapping circles around the women. You have to give it that.
No.
I will say yes to that, but only because everyone in this photo of Urban Legends,
yeah,
the redhead, redhead chick, Noxzema girl, and Tara Reid.
Just call her Tara Reid. Everybody knows she's dumb.
She's been hit on the head way too many times.
Yeah.
She was like dropped on a Sam's Club floor as a child.
Good
like
Lord.
Like just fell out.
Sam's Club. That is so specific. You could not have gone with Costco.
No, it's Sam's Club because it's like the low rent Costco with the hard, like they have like hard, like concrete flooring. Yeah. It was multiple times.
She's fucking dumb. I met her in person a couple times.
She's fucking dumb. Yeah.
Met her in person a couple times. It was not. She gets worse. She's done a lot of drugs. She really has. So this is probably the smartest she's, like, this was the same year as American Pie. No, wait. This was before American Pie. Oh, my God. American Pie was 99. This is 98.
She did so much good stuff after American Pie.
And yet, she is not the shittiest actor in this movie.
No, she's not.
No,
that would be the lead of Lee Schwinn.
The block of wood with red hair attached to it.
The block of wood, indeed. And honestly, still hot. I have
she's,
a thing for Red.
She's attractive.
Worst.
She is actually very good in other things that I've seen her in, but in this, oh my God.
I think she was in Friday Night Lights. I think she was the mom
was
of
Clear
one
eyes,
of the later seasons.
Full hearts. Can't lose.
Okay. I mean, I saw her pop up on Walking Dead. She was great in that. That was recent. Jennifer.
Yes.
Set the stage. It's 1998. What is going on in horror?
Oh, okay.
Horror.
Every time Clint says horror,
I was
going to
say horror.
It sounds
like
what's going
on in horror in
1998? So in 98, so 96, I think, was Scream.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. And Scream just changed everything.
Yes, it did. Yeah. It was one of my favorites, and it's so awesome. And then I Know What You Did Last Summer was next, which I think is not as good as Scream.
It is not.
But it's so Scream kind of started this whole meta slasher thing, which is what I would call Urban Legend, because it is a slasher.
And Urban Legend felt like, and I haven't seen Scream, so forgive me if I'm like way off, but it felt like the young adult grab that people do. So like Scream did really well with the young adult market, so they were like, we got to put anything in production that is sort of like Scream.
Yes.
You're
and
right.
It felt like it was like a copy of that.
Okay. It's funny you mentioned that because after Kevin Williamson sold Scream, they bought every screenplay in the horror genre that he had ever written.
Really?
And they bought I Know What You Did Last Summer at the same time.
Did he write that?
He wrote that. Yeah. And so they just immediately put all this shit in. The Faculty was another one. They bought The Faculty. Which we'll do. I think we'll do a podcast on. Faculty's great.
Josh
That's
Hartnett
a fun watch.
And Elijah Wood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jordana Brewster.
All
your favorite
God.
People, Todd. So Scream changed everything.
Yeah, it did. And it like kind of unleashed this whole new kind of 90s horror thing, which I kind of think of as like bubblegum horror, you know, because people still die, but everybody's super shiny, you know, and their hair is all done and it's very style, like 90s stylish, you know. And like what you were saying earlier, there's really no nudity in this. Like there's the suggestion of a lot of it.
Yeah. And
that there's
honestly
like lots
made me
of
mad.
Like,
it's a little depressing. It's a little depressing. But we were talking about this earlier, this sort of a section in horror, the late 90s, like Scream had no nudity. This
yeah,
had no
it didn't.
Nudity. Scream 2. So I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Forgive me. Who was the female lead in Scream?
Nev Campbell.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen some nudity in Scream then.
There's none. I don't think.
Then why are we watching these movies? I don't understand. Because this is like, I said this during the movie, but this is like watching a porn. Because in between like the slasher, like the kills, which I know you love, Clint.
Oh, yeah.
It's just bad acting. It's like bad acting in between these kills.
I don't think Scream is bad acting.
I've never seen Scream. Okay. I mean,
this
specifically.
Oh, yeah. This one had some very bad acting. And I don't necessarily think it was just bad acting. I think that screenplay is not very good either.
The Scream movies, all of them, even the worst Scream movie, is much better written than,
than this
yeah, okay.
is. This is really fun, though. Like, this movie has a really special place in my heart, and I love it.
Me too.
It's not great.
It is so bad watching it now.
Okay, but I have a connection to, you know, it's like these old movies that you
it's
remember.
It's like nostalgic. Yeah.
It is. It's nostalgic. Yeah. And I, like, watching it today, I was like, okay, this is kind of
back when we were better people and hopeful in high school. this movie came out.
God. Yeah.
And it was...
What is this rated? PG-13?
Oh, for fuck's sake, dude. There's a dead dog in the microwave.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
You think this is PG-13?
There was no nudity. I assumed it was PG-13.
I think if I said dead dog, like we lost like half the... Yeah.
Clear. Hey, we didn't write the movie.
This is not our fault.
We are hoping you have already seen Urban Legend if you're listening to this, but spoiler alert,
I mean, we already
dog.
Have spoiled the entire thing like 10 minutes ago, right?
That is true.
I guess we...
Yeah, Noxzema Girl is the killer.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your memory, Jen, of watching this movie?
I don't remember watching this for the first time, but I can't imagine that I would not have gone to see this in theaters. And
so you went to the Nippers Corner Theater.
I probably went to the Nippers Corner Theater.
You went to Nippers Corner Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And then you went out behind the theater and made out afterwards.
It was awesome. Yeah. Yes, yes. No, I don't remember watching this, but I remember watching this over and over again a lot of times.
I'm going to talk about you and Ryan Phillippe until I get him on this podcast.
Okay.
You know, that would be really funny if that became our mission for, like, we don't want any other guests. We just want Ryan Phillippe.
It's like,
no,
when,
I maybe want he'll Stephen come King. On to
the
show.
So Ben Schwartz and Thomas Middleditch always, at the beginning of every improv show they've ever done, they save a seat for Daniel Day-Lewis in the audience.
Really?
Oh, my God.
And then they talk about how, like, one day he's going to come and whatever. And they're like, you know what? He might be here tonight. And they build it up for, like, 5 minutes. It's like this. And it's like they do it every time. And then, like, so Daniel Day-Lewis, and don't be a dick. Don't say anything. But Daniel Day-Lewis, if you're out there, say something. Now, and of course, no one says anything, and then they immediately go, fuck this guy, he's the fucking worst. Like, so, but it's like a bit they do every time, so like that's what we should do for Ryan Phillippe.
Well, hey, I mean, if you listen to that Denzel podcast about Denzel Washington, and then he came on the show, it was crazy. I mean, it was like season two or three that he came on.
If we're choosing people to do that too, though.
Ryan.
Does it have to be Ryan Phillippe?
Why,
yes.
Why can't it be Jessica Chastain? Follow me. She's going to be in it. And I love this woman.
She's been in horror movies before.
Yeah, she
has. But Ryan Phillippe, come on.
Yeah.
And I bet.
Don't say that like I would rather have Ryan Phillippe in studio with us.
Did we figure out how to say his name? Is it Phillippe?
I think it's Phillippe or Felipe.
Felipe?
Who gives a shit?
Ryan. Come on, tell us.
Yeah, why don't you come teach us how to say your name?
I think it was only in one horror movie, so we'll have to.
I know what you did last summer.
Oh my God, I almost said Cruel Intentions.
You have to see.
I've seen
his performance on I Know What You Did Last Summer because he's screaming in 90% of his lines. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like you'll be talking, it's like two characters talking. They'll be like, so what do you think? He's like, shut the fuck up!
All right, I'm on board for that.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
I don't want to see the movie if it's anything like this, because this movie was a bad
Urban Legend is better than I Know What You Did Last
I agree,
summer.
Yeah.
100%.
This is better?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, because
this
I Know What You Did Last I Know What You Did Last Summer maybe has two or three kills in it. Like, this one is at least consistent. It opens up with murder, and it continues with the murder.
I just think the story is better in Urban Legend, and it's more consistently interesting.
Really? You think the story is better in this movie?
I mean, I think it's a pretty interesting story. It's not executed that well, but
riveting.
Like, I love Urban Legend. Well.
It's definitely one of those movies that continues beyond a 30-minute story because there are no police in this movie. Zero.
Yeah.
None.
Oh, my God.
Zero.
Oh, my God.
When murders start happening, the security guard investigates.
Well, and so I read an article that compared that to, like, college campuses.
Oh, so it is an allegory.
Well, no, because I think back then, like, they probably were covering up for a ton of rape in the 90s, and they didn't, nobody cared or knew. But if they made it now, it would have been an allegory. Sorry, why are you looking at me weird?
Clint, is it?
Oh, I don't know whether this is taking a very
she just bring the podcast way down.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I sort of feel like in today's culture, I can't make jokes about what she's saying.
You probably can't or shouldn't.
Hashtag me too.
Thank you. No.
I told you guys. I told you. Yeah. Not the pound. Yeah. You can't say pound instead of hashtag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I told you guys my Me Too story, right?
No.
I got molested at a Shadaisy concert.
Yeah, let's not talk.
I got molested at a Shadaisy concert.
That's great.
A Shadaisy concert?
Is that an urban legend, Todd?
No, it's not an urban legend.
Isn't that a kind of race?
It really happened to me. No, Shadaisy's not. They're a fucking, they're like the Dixie Chicks in the early 2000s.
Anywho, so I'm looking at this. We keep looking at the DVD cover because it's on, or the DVD screen menu screen
like the menu screen.
It's on whose eye is that in the middle on the? Because it's also
I think
on
that's
the poster.
Freddy Krueger's
it
eye.
Looks like David Bowie's.
You did not know who Robert Englund was.
I didn't. I don't know who any of these. You were like, you told me like that horror royalty was in this.
But how did you not know? How did you not know who Freddy Krueger was? You didn't know the name of the actor.
Because he didn't have the hat on. And he didn't have his knife fingers.
I've never seen any of the Freddy Krueger movies. I know that he exists because I'm aware of pop culture.
Okay, so if I showed you a picture of Freddy, you would know who Freddy is.
What if we showed you a weird puppet of Freddy that's hanging somewhere? Would you know that it was Freddy?
Is it around me? What is happening?
Right behind you. No, I'm talking about the puppet that's supposed to be in his closet that doesn't look at all like Freddy Krueger, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know.
I was really excited about that, and it didn't look like him at all.
At all.
Yeah.
It was a stretch.
Yeah.
But, I mean, right. I don't know. Like, I don't watch... The whole reason we're doing this podcast is because I hate horror movies.
But here's what I think is weird, is that you didn't know any of those urban legends either.
No.
And those
it
are
sounds
not...
like you just don't pay attention to anything, not just horror.
Listen, Clint, I don't enjoy anything that's scary. So like,
yeah.
It's not just horror
movies.
Do you
know any real information? Like in life?
I just don't like. Like, so, like, when people would, like, when you'd go to, like, camp or whatever, and they would tell ghost stories, I would fucking bone out. I would be like, I'm going to leave because I don't want to be scared.
Where did you go? Because everybody else, you know, had balls.
Yeah, you went off
listening.
By yourself, and that makes you, like, the next victim.
I never died.
Well, yeah.
Did you go down to the lake by yourself?
Honestly, no. Like, I would just go hang out with other people. There were other people that were doing other things.
Yeah, but they were weird.
Did you go to the kitchen and eat Jell-O?
What are
you
talking about?
No, I choked on Jell-O as a kid, so I can't.
Oh, how do you choke on Jell-O?
I don't want to talk about
so
fuck
many
is happening.
What the fuck is happening?
I hate Jell-O so much.
Okay, but here's the thing, because the point of urban legends is to, like prepare you and, like, make sure that you don't get trapped and die. You know?
Yeah, because those
like
things
there might
that it,
be somebody in the back seat of your car.
Clearly.
You know, and you're supposed to check for
wait
that.
A second. Are we supposed to assume that Noxzema girl could pick up, is it Pierce, Percy? Could pick
Pacey.
Up per, Pacey. Oh. Could pick up
I
Pacey.
I had issues
and
with this too. And also,
no
with,
way.
Well, here's
there is
what
no
I,
way.
Here's what I had issues with on top of that. The shots of the killer, it looks like a 6'4" male. It was a male figure, and then
I don't know. It was slimmer than I would expect, and like it didn't look like Jason.
Some men are skinny, all right.
Oh, I know.
Some men are skinny. Right,
I like
Clint?
Skinny.
Hey-o.
Up top, skinny
high
men.
Boom!
Nailed it. We are skinny and single, ladies.
I don't know. Am I single? Yeah, I guess I am. All right. Anyway,
let's analyze
Clint,
that right now.
Do you want to get into that?
Hashtag it's complicated.
It is, guys. Very strange.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So, like, for those of you don't know what we're talking about, like, she literally.
Okay, so this is so.
This is
so
the first kill, right?
That
No, sorry. It's the second kill, I guess, because the first kill is the gas station kill.
Was it the gas station? So,
gas
is there anything
station.
We need to cover at the gas station? So, if Brad Dourif, Chucky.
Turn around.
Very creepy driving. Looking.
Oh, my God.
Tries to save this girl who's driving in the rain, stops for gas.
So here's the thing. Like, I wanted to pause it at one point and say, okay, so what should she do? Because the purpose of urban legends is to teach you how to handle these situations and to prepare you when you're in these situations. So would she have been safer getting out of the car or staying in the car?
Getting out of the car. She had
but
a crazy person
but
in the
we
back.
We don't know that there's a crazy person in the car, and we don't know that this guy is not crazy. And you could say the same thing when she was in the car with Pacey. Like, was she better off staying in the car with this rapey dude, or was she better off getting out of the car and walking home by herself?
Well, she lived and
what
didn't get raped.
Done?
So I think what she
did
was correct.
She got lucky.
I mean, she
but
should check her fucking back seat is what she
what
should do.
What should she have done?
No, I don't know. She's what was she
the,
was fucked.
But what
she
was the fucked. Right choice for her to make?
In that moment?
Yes.
I mean, she was,
the gas
she was screwed either way.
Yes.
Yeah.
She should have stayed in the fucking thing with Stutter McStutterton, because she would still be alive.
But you said he's going to rape her.
No.
Or some. Actually, you did say he's probably helping, but that's how you get raped.
He was very.
Yeah.
He was being very aggressive with her, and you countered that, well, he's.
That's how you get raped.
A speech impediment, so he can't get out what he wants to get out.
I felt bad for him.
But when she grabbed the mace or the pepper spray, you were like, yeah, she's got some brains or something.
Well, yeah, you don't follow someone you don't know as a woman.
That's true. She's got,
So she did the right
thing.
The
problem is cell phones didn't exist yet.
Yeah, that
well,
is the
okay.
problem, right?
The problem, though.
Right.
Okay, so here's my point. So we don't, like, she's fucked either way. That's what you said, right? Like, even if there wasn't a killer outside, she'd still have to walk home by herself, which is super dangerous. Or she'd have to stay in the car with this rapey Percy dude. So what should
what
she do?
What killer are you talking about?
I'm talking about the gas station kill. And I'm combining it with the
Percy we can't combine.
Oh, you're
talking
about
the gas station.
Oh, you said
kill.
Percy too. Pacey.
Pacey. Fuck you.
Todd got
you've
us on
stolen
a Percy.
Pacey.
Todd is calling
I've
Pacey
never watched
Witter.
The show.
Pacey.
I have a good friend. We've been friends for like life. His last name is Piercy. So like that.
Do you think the show is called Derek's Creek? Is that what you
thought it was? Dirk's Dirk's Creek.
Okay, so here is my point, and I'm going to try to get to it in a way that makes sense. Okay, so all of these urban legends, the one about the babysitter,
right?
The one about the
high calls
beams,
coming from inside the house.
Yeah, they're all trying to show women how to survive in crazy situations.
Is that why you love this movie?
Yes.
Hashtag you too.
Hashtag me too. That's what all of these urban legends are about. Are they're about showing women how to exist in this world. But there is not one fucking urban legend about, like, Pacey rapes a guy or girl and Pacey rapes a girl and then gets arrested and has to go to jail forever. Like, there are no consequences for them. He is just another monster.
That motherfucker died.
Well, he did, but we don't know that yet. So if you pause it right there and he didn't die, like, there are no consequences for him because he is just another monster. So there's the monster outside, the killer, and there's the monster that's inside. And we're not looking at Pacey as he can do anything to change. He just is a monster. And the women just have to, like, take their chances and pick the right way.
It's some pretty shitty
writing. That's what rape culture is.
What just
is
happened?
A society
We
men are the constant. And women just have to exist in this world, like, constantly trying to outguess all the men that are around. And maybe this one won't rape me, and maybe this one will.
But hey, I mean, you know, she's not wrong.
She dropped the money.
I hit my knee with the mic.
That was amazing.
Actually, dropped the mic.
All right, so I'm definitely
that might have been a pop. That might have been a pop for our listeners.
It was, but I'm leaving it in.
Sorry.
That was amazing. Yeah, that was awesome. She's like, "Yo, rape culture,
boom!"
Just dropped the mic.
Done.
So I'll say this. Maybe it should be teaching women not to go off to the woods in someone's car who has bleached hair.
Yeah.
And I'm not victim blaming.
But it was pretty, we all had a really funny reaction. So Pacey comes to, what's his fucking character's name? Who gives a shit?
Damon
Pacey,
Brooks.
Pacey comes to her dorm room and is like, Do you want to go somewhere and talk?
Yeah,
and we're all just like
we're already in the dorm room, sitting on a bed.
And instead, he takes her to the woods, and there is nothing out there.
Yeah, it's a parking spot under a murder tree.
Spoiler alert: there's a murderer out there.
Yes, correct.
But you're right.
But it's a lady murderer, so you know.
It's a herder.
That is true.
It's a herderer.
Wow.
I don't know if that one's going to catch on.
It's definitely
it's a
not.
Good title, though.
A herderer. I do like this movie because it's a lady killer at the end.
Yeah, she definitely. It's fun watching her pretend to be normal.
Oh, my God. And then just going batshit crazy at the end.
It's like she has mascara running.
And she's from Arkansas suddenly.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
It goes completely bonkers.
Oh, my God. Like
it's the best.
The jumping in and out of the southern accent there towards the end blew my mind.
Looking for you, Miss Thang.
And I was watching that performance.
So fucking hard.
And all I could say was.
Oh, my God.
Slow clap.
Oh, my God. The Jared Leto slow clap is insane. Yeah. It is insane.
I've forgotten about that.
I almost walked out.
Now, was there any second of you that thought that he was in on it with her?
I don't ever try to figure out who the killer is because I just realized that if I can just sit there and enjoy the movie's going to explain it to me. So I never try.
All right. Well, you have a point. So when the screenplay is shitty like this, it's kind of pointless. It's kind of pointless to try to guess who it is. There aren't really any clues in this, but when you watch the Scream movies, they're a lot of fun because they drop a lot of clues.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, these shittier ones, like I Know What You Did Last Summer, it's all confusing and you just stop paying attention. It doesn't matter.
So the first kill was the gas station. Second kill was... Pacey.
I think before Pacey, we get this sort of extended classroom scene with Robert Englund, and he's going over like the history of urban legends. And of course, it's a coincidence that they're having a lesson on urban legends when there's a killer running around.
That's
doing
what gave
this.
The killer the idea, you know.
Well, no, the killer started.
Well, he was
before.
Already doing it before that.
He was already doing it.
Okay, so
it
that's
was a herderer.
Why I kept looking at you weird and laughing because
I knew
you
that
said
was something about that.
She what? Couldn't have gotten Percy all the way
no,
out
I thought
there,
I said
and then
he.
You quickly, no, you changed.
Oh,
I think
did
you said
change
she
it?
First,
oh,
and then you changed
bad.
It. And I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want
to. I swear to God, I heard him say
that's why I thought I had said he, and you looked at me weird, and I was like, what? I said he. I almost said that to you.
The first time you said she.
I honestly thought he said he. I missed that completely.
Really? Okay, good.
Yeah.
So it's almost like Urban Legend Month on campus or something, right? Like
she
everybody's
looked at the
talking
syllabus,
about urban
and she
legends.
Was like, this is when we're going to talk about urban legends. This is when I'll start my killing spree. She was planning.
Okay.
Women
not
plan
bad.
Things.
Not bad.
Women plan things.
Uh-huh. That's I'll buy that. Oh, I'll buy that. But, you know, like,
also,
Michael,
she probably tried to coincide it with the massacre thing.
Yeah, because there was a 30-year anniversary of whatever. Right. Yeah.
But Michael Rosenbaum and Robert Englund, like, everybody's talking about urban legends before they even know these murders are happening.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Michael Rosenbaum looks like he would be the world's biggest douche IRL. I don't know anything about him. He has touched me before, but I don't know anything about him.
At that Shadazy concert.
No. Yeah. It was Michael Rosenbaum.
How many times have you been touched? Inappropriately.
No, I mean, honestly, we were we went to Metropolis, Illinois, for like
right.
They have like a Superman thing, and during the Smallville run, he was one of the special guests, and we got there super early, and we were like right by where you would walk up, and I didn't realize that he had walked up behind me to get on stage, and he was like tapping me on the shoulder, like, "Hey, man, watch out." I was like, "What?" And it was him. He just walked up. I was like, "Oh shit! Sorry."
Was he bald or did he have hair?
He actually had hair because he was filming. There was some movie that he did. I can't remember what it was, but he was. I remember in the movie he wore drag. No,
he looks evil as shit on the poster.
He does.
Good
yeah.
Lord.
He looks like he's...
like he's the killer.
Like he's raped before and will again.
Well, all the men look like they're killers in this. Look at Pacey.
Well, Jared Leto's eyes are a little bit too
Jordan.
Close together.
Yeah.
I think his eyes might be too close.
I think if you look, you know how like sometimes actors will have a secret and like they have an acting secret or whatever. I feel like Jared Leto's in this movie he really just wanted to ask in every scene, "Are my eyes a little bit too close together?"
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. So when you watch the Scream movies, like the Scream movies were always shot with the actors not knowing who the killer was. Like the last 10 pages were always. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
okay.
You can see like when you watch maybe like Scream 2, you can see Jerry O'Connell thinks he might be the killer, and that's how he's playing his part.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm not saying if he is or not. I'm just saying...
I can't remember who
the actor clearly thinks, this movie is going to end with me being the killer, and so he's just super creepy in a lot of scenes, you know? There are a lot of people that play it like Timothy Oliphant's also in it. All the Fantastic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He plays the same way. Like, everything is creepy. But anywho...
Jordan Catalano is what I'll always call him. But yeah, he always kind of feels like he's giggling.
I don't know who Jordan Catalano is.
Okay, so for all the ladies out there that watched my so-called life, Jordan Catalano is Mr. Dreamboat, and he's in this movie, but he's weird in this movie.
What?
Jared Leto.
Really? Because I think this is the most...
Took you forever to say his name. Hey. I was like, who the fuck are we talking about?
You know what? It's all relative, because I think this is the most normal movie and the most normal role he has ever had.
But he does not pull off normal.
He can't. I don't think
he can. Because I feel like he's like giggling behind his eyes. He's like, ooh.
Yeah,
just
like,
trying to break out.
I don't feel like he's giggling. I feel like he's very self-conscious about the space between his eyes. I really do feel
Todd said that 10,000 times while we were watching the movie.
It's fucking funny every time. Because he looks like it.
I'll tell you the biggest problem I have with this movie. It's too... The setups are too elaborate for just one person.
That's
right?
The problem.
So, well, that's my biggest problem.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I agree. It is very orchestrated.
Right. It's like there's a part Pacey gets out of the car.
That's true. They do plan. Yeah.
Pacey gets out of after trying to basically rape this girl. Pacey gets punched in the face.
I do love that.
And then he gets out and goes to take a whiz. And within 60 seconds, this killer somehow has come along, snatched him up, tied him to a tree.
Yeah.
She's got righteous anger, the power.
I guess so. Or all those Noxzema chemicals.
I mean, ladies are strong.
I'll say this.
I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying the time factor, not the strength factor. Yeah. Like,
now, Clint, I'm not trying to insinuate that you've ever done this, but if you drove a woman into the woods, tried to rape her. You have not done this.
Okay.
Calm down. Let me finish. She punches you in the face.
Also happens.
Your next line of thinking is not going to be like, you know what I'm going to do? Leave the keys to the ignition and then get out of the car.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Which is so dumb. I'm not saying he should have done any of those things.
He was just
kind of
like, I'm going to go take a piss. I'll be right back.
I'm
going to
go piss. Don't leave me. Like, the first thing I would do if I was her, it would be drive away.
Well, so the urban legend for that.
Yeah, why would you stay?
Well, there are no cell phones, so he would really
be
in trouble.
Who cares? He tried to rape you.
Well, he did. Okay, let's dial it back. He didn't actually, we say that kind of as a joke. He didn't actually, he came on to her.
He didn't get
super
forceful.
She punched him in the
face,
and then he backed off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, so the actual urban legend is that they ran out of gas. Don't you talk about Dawson.
You watch your fucking mouth.
Wow. I hit a nerve.
Dawson Leary.
I don't know anything about
this show.
My spirit
animal. You better be careful.
Which one was Dawson?
Dawson was
Who
Dawson
played hers?
James Vanderbeek.
Is Dawson the dude? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
God, where
Holy
have you
shit.
Been?
Dawson
Holy
would have treated her like an shit. Angel. Do you
yeah.
understand?
Oh, my God.
Do you yeah. understand?
I want to okay. apologize.
This is not The Creek.
Yeah. Pacey was so much nicer on Dawson's Creek, too.
Did they, like, were they, like, a couple? Like, what was...
What,
Pacey
Dawson
and Joey
Pacey?
Ended up together.
And Joey's a girl?
Joey's a girl.
This,
Katie
see,
Holmes.
Oh, you mean Jamie Foxx's new wife?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I don't think they're officially together, though.
I think they're getting married.
Okay, but so the actual urban legend, they run out of gas, and so the boyfriend has to go fill up the gas tank.
Oh,
and
well, that makes sense.
And
right.
she falls asleep, and then she wakes up, and she hears, like, scratching, mm. and it's his fingernail scratching on the top of the car.
All right.
And then there's the other one where they go to Lover's Lane, which... What the fuck is a Lover's Lane? Do we have Lover's Lane?
No, because it's not 1950s.
Because it's not a
but this
yeah.
is what I asked you. Did they actually say Lover's Lane in this movie?
I don't
or
think
what?
They
he
did.
He was just taking her to the woods.
He was just
woods.
Taking her
weird.
To the murder tree where they park and make out.
You mean the herder so, tree?
I'm sorry, the herder tree. But so the other urban legend with this is the hook man. Mm. And he's escaped from the mental institution and he's...
Which one of these was the hook man? I don't remember that.
The hook man's not in this one.
That's
but so,
I Know What You Did Last Summer. Which
yes.
is also loosely based on
okay,
an urban
okay,
legend
okay, okay.
That she's talking
okay.
about.
Right.
Okay.
So what they're like making out, and on the radio it says there's an escaped mental patient from the prison that's like right next door to Lover's Lane. And so the girl is all scared because she doesn't want to get murdered, and she tries
right.
to get the guy to take her home, and he's mad because she won't have sex with her. So he pulls out really, really fast, and then they get home and they...
Sometimes I have to pull out really
okay.
fast.
Yeah, I think
someone's got to pull out really, really
sorry.
Fast.
Because he's going to say something.
He drives away really, really fast, and when they get home, they notice the hook on the door handle because he drove away so fast it pulled the hook off of his hand.
Unless
so
it's the movie hook,
legend.
And then
so
the hook
Dustin
is
Hoffman,
already the door handle.
Does Dustin Hoffman ever no. show up later?
No,
like,
Tony Todd
to
does.
Get his... Who the...
Candyman Todd.
I don't know any scary
sake.
Movies.
You,
I went
you know
with
what?
The Hook reference because Captain Hook is played by Dustin Hoffman. It was solid.
To be perfectly
I
honest,
both.
The that scene in Hook terrified me as a child.
What scene in Hook?
The scary scene where like you don't actually see Hook come and kidnap the children, but he comes and kidnaps the children, and it's storming. You don't remember any of
those
people? All right, that's a different podcast. My Hook podcast.
your Hook spinoff,
which is going to happen.
We've got about five different. Spinoffs.
That one's gonna be called the Hook version.
We came up with a sex podcast
Once
earlier.
We actually launched this.
That one is yeah. solid.
Uh-huh. Sex sounds.
That
podcast.
One is yeah. solid.
Pacey's dead. She sees him crash into her windshield. She runs back on foot to a police station.
No.
To a nearby town. No.
Because apparently there are no towns.
Nothing exists outside. Yeah. This is like the village.
There's
nothing
a Maine
exists.
License plate at one point.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're in Maine
they're
somewhere.
In Maine.
They don't
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
What is it? Templeton? Is that the name
but
of the
Pendleton.
School?
Pendleton.
Oh, okay. And so the Pendleton Uh-oh. Motto, translated in Latin, is the best friend did it. That's the Pendleton
what?
Motto. It's on the seal.
What?
Yeah.
That was
what?
That was that was clever.
That was one of my things.
That was clever.
Also, Brenda Bates. Her
last name
is Bates.
Do you speak Latin?
I know. I got that from BuzzFeed.
Every doctor who's oh my, I hate you so much. That's a callback to the fucking mini episode you guys will never hear.
That is true.
When we've been
maybe in season five, we have
when
nothing else.
5 years.
Yeah. So oh she runs. To the sweet and warm embraces
of Divine, right?
Of
is it Divine?
Loretta Divine, I think is her real name, but Reese.
She's fucking watching Jackie Brown.
Oh, okay. We were shaking
pointing
her head
her
like,
gun
with her
two
goddamn
yes.
gun out,
yes.
finger on the trigger.
Hey,
yes. why does she have
day.
A gun?
Well, sort of.
Does she save the day?
Well, she really yeah. saves the day in the second one, huh? which we'll get into.
Huh?
But
huh? She shoots Brenda.
Yeah,
I know.
So she's obsessed with Pam Greer, and
but
and
clearly Jared Isoclos Leto saves the day with his
okay,
fucking
and that
stupid
pisses
slow
me
clap.
Off because he's
are
so
we getting into this yet, journalism boy?
And no, he's so annoying, and I hate the final girl in this one. But I don't need my final girl to need any help from a man.
That's true.
Okay, technically he tries to help, but it doesn't work.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I mean,
he almost gets her killed all over again.
Okay,
quite
Clint,
a couple
you
of times.
Have told me before that your plan, if there's any kind of shit with some kind of hostage situation. That your plan is to pretend to be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I imagine it looking like when you do this.
Okay. Well,
if you don't start out with a slow clap.
I have to start off with a slow clap.
You will get shot
immediately.
I'll tell you
why. I'll tell you why I abandoned my old plan and then went with the crazy. My original plan for 10 years when shit went down is to get a weapon and stand, sit down in a corner that has no windows up against two walls, right? In
right.
a corner. And then the strangers came out and a character did that and it did not work.
I don't know what the fuck.
Well,
you're not ready for the strangers. The strangers is like the final season for you.
I'm not sure I'm ready for this. Like this movie scared me.
Yeah, it did.
So you're not going to be able to funny. Handle the stranger.
My plan anyway. For when shit goes down okay. is to pull the paper cutter thing off of a paper cutter.
In slow motion, though. Whack it has to be in it. Slow
yeah,
motion.
Yeah, and I got to put my foot up on it.
You know, he actually doesn't really get things done with that. When I went back and watched it again.
In Cabin in the Woods.
What are we talking about?
We're just going off.
We're talking about the faculty now, sorry.
There was an epic shot that was the biggest trailer shot where... shit
Josh
goes down
Hartnett.
In a classroom, like a science classroom, mm-hmm. classroom, and Josh Hartnett goes over to the paper cutter and just rips off the blade in slow
what
motion.
What happened to Josh Hartnett post Lucky Number 11?
I just watched that movie recently.
He was on Penny
show?
Dreadful.
Penny Dreadful.
I fucking haven't
a horror
seen
show.
Dude, there's
of
Todd.
Course I haven't
you probably
seen
like
that
it.
Show.
There's a lot of nudity in that show.
Ooh, you had me at theirs.
I'm Josh Hartnett. Some
oh,
say
yeah,
we're twins.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing.
So who else dies in this shitty movie?
All right. Okay, well, Tara Reid dies.
Oh, my God. We're not to her yet. Are we missing somebody?
Who are we missing? Well, no, I don't think we are.
Well, the dog thing happens. But even before the dog thing, I mean, that's like halfway through the movie. So, roommate.
We yes, the roommate. The oh, yeah. Yes, and that is one of my favorite urban legends. Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light?
And that's like a real urban legend that wasn't made up for this movie?
Yeah.
I've never
heard
of that
There are lots of different versions of this. Hey, okay. If you ever want to waste like 5 hours of
I
time
don't.
And totally freak yourself out, you should
I don't
go
want
to
do
Snopes.com.
I love Snopes.
Because it has all... Well, there's a whole horror section.
Yeah, whenever my uncle posts shit on Facebook, I always go to Snopes first because...
Do you?
Yeah. Because he posts shit from like Red State Watcher and shit like that.
Yeah.
That
See,
are like
I haven't used Snopes for anything
satirical.
Like that.
Oh, it's great.
But what they have is like all these lists of all these urban legends, and then they like debunk them or they talk about where the origins came from or the different variations.
That's
kind of
cool. Yeah.
It's really interesting. I was sitting at my desk and just wasting
working.
Time. Yes, I was working. No, it was after my work was over. It had gotten dark because I was reading these things for so long, and I got really afraid that there was something under my desk, and then I had to peace out. But I freaked myself out with Snopes.
Have you guys ever been somewhere and like something that you could probably explain by like, you know, wind blowing or whatever
it's never the
happened
wind.
And then instead of like walking to your car, you run to your car
yeah,
like
and you
a
lace
goddamn...
your keys between your fingers?
Oh yeah.
And that happens a lot.
I do that often.
Almost every time I'm in a parking garage.
Well, that's the point
yeah.
of
crazy
urban
shit
legends.
Like that happens.
And I was reading Dawn's Macabre by Stephen King about urban legends and about scary stories, and they were like, yeah, it's never the wind. That's the point of these, is to show you that it's not the wind, or it might not be the wind, and you need to protect yourself.
So, the goth roommate is played by Danielle Harris.
I don't know who that is. You kept talking about her.
Yeah.
Even over Robert Englund, even over every other actor in this movie, she is a legit, like, her career is cemented in horror. She was
more
a little girl
Robert
in
England?
Halloween 4 and 5. She came back for Rob Zombie's Halloween 1 and 2. And
not more than Freddy
what's her
Kruger.
Name? Danielle Harris?
Yeah, well, she's a horror filmmaker on top of actress. So then she started starring in the Hatchet sequels. Then she moved on to write and direct horror movies.
She was also Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
That's right, she was.
Also technically
Man.
Horror.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wait, she was in the Halloweens?
You know what?
Todd is hilarious.
Man, trust me, your fucking face.
In
that was
October,
amazing.
We're going to show you some of the Halloween sequels, and you're going to be like, who the fuck is this little girl?
I've only seen Halloween 1, 2, and then the Rob Zombie ones.
H2O. Yeah, but you haven't seen
H2O.
Resurrection?
With she was in an episode of The West Wing.
I haven't seen a lot.
Okay, so typical goth chick, and this is written
no,
so...
super bitchy goth chick.
Very bitchy.
Inconsiderate
and
roommate.
All she's listening to is like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, and I don't feel like goth people
and
are that bitchy.
And trying to get fucked by rando goth dudes
just completely,
that she doesn't
like,
know.
All she does is get... This was confusing to me. It has to be some sort of like AOL Instant Messenger, but just for the college network,
like her
campus network.
It's like the Facebook.
Yeah. And she gets on there and she's like
Pendleton's
looking for goth dudes. for like hookups.
Literally, just come by and fuck me. Like when we,
must
we
be
first
on the
meet
same
her,
dark path. Is what she types.
When we first meet her, the main block of wood with hair. With red hair, walks in, and she's getting BD'd by some dude.
He is on a dark path at that moment.
Turn the fucking lights off.
He's in a dark path.
That's what I see.
So she's getting railed, and
yeah, she is.
You know, and then the next night she's back at it on the computer, like, hey, I need some more.
Yeah, once you've had strange.
I mean, she was asking for it. Yeah.
And all it takes is like somebody's talking to her.
Oh,
on
my
there
God.
For,
that's a trap, Clint. Don't buy into it. That's a trap.
I tuned it out.
Don't do it.
Tuned it out.
Don't walk down that road, Clint.
Instincts.
She was asking for it, right, guys? Right? Right? Fall into my trap. I'm not falling for that shit.
Anyway, she was a smart woman. And
so anyway, it's pretty much like a replay of that first scene where you first meet her, except this time she's getting strangled by the murderer.
Yeah, who is a lady. Yeah.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Listen, mm-hmm. I'm super into it. Actually, don't like lesbian stuff. It's weird to me. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that kind.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I do think that there is a lesson in like sleeping with randos that you don't know.
Sure.
Well, you know, you and I talked about this. You and I talked about this during the movie. There used to be these... these red flags in 90s movies that made you a bad person. And one of them was sex. Another one was if you're on any kind of antidepressant.
Oh, and she was doing both.
She was manic depressive, they said.
Yeah.
And she was on lithium and she found her lithium bottle. She's like, oh my God, she's really fucked up.
And she painted her walls black, which is just a dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway. Mm-hmm.
And she didn't wear pants.
Turn the lights off!
She didn't wear pants.
Yeah, okay. So she's on her little AOL Messenger thing.
It's like Craigslist just for Pendleton.
Right. She basically asks. She basically just sends out a message to everyone, I guess. Yeah. It's like looking
any
for
gothies.
Anyone. Any gothies out there.
Yeah, G-O-T-H-I-E.
Yeah.
With
gothies,
like a little heart over the eye.
And so he's like...
I was like, oh my God.
Which I guess she's talking to Rebecca Gayheart. Rebecca Gayheart's like, I'm close by.
Yeah.
And she's like, here's
what room
here's
are you
room
in?
Number.
And then she goes to freshen up in the bathroom.
And then comes back and the
message
response
says,
yours.
And she's all freaked out. And they're like, well, you just kind of told her.
I know.
Did she give her the room number? Yeah.
She did, yeah.
Yeah, so like, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. It's down to Pound
Town.
But no,
she's
down
to you have your pants
Pound
off.
Town? Did you just pull that out of your ass?
I guess. I don't know. Did I say that?
Down to, did you say that and then black out? Is that what happened? You have no recollection of it?
I'm in the zone so much. I have no idea what I'm saying.
Pound Town.
Down to Pound Town, babies. DPT.
And he is single.
I am single, ladies. Did I just say that, really?
Yes, you did. Wow.
All right, cool. I'll tell you.
I'm gonna set up a Tumblr page called Down to Pound Town.
I think we just titled the episode too.
Oh my God. Anyway, they're down to Pound Town.
Yeah. Okay. Why would anybody think that is a suicide too? How would
I was
you
very confused
slit
by that
your
too,
wrist
so,
and use paintbrushes
right
while
so
not
she
like
basically,
splattering blood all over the place?
So wait a second. So she strangles her first, right?
Yeah.
Like, gets on top of her, strangles her.
Yes.
The lead in the movie, Alicia Witt, comes in. She thinks they're having sex.
Which, in all fairness, it sounds like what was happening before when she came the first time.
I thought this was still a clever scene.
Oh, yeah.
Not everything
too.
Is clever in this movie. Almost nothing is clever in it, but there I liked
no,
scene.
I do. And I feel like they'd set it up to make it believable.
She was yelling at her for, like, hey, you need to turn off the lights. So she turned off the lights and immediately took her clothes off, got into bed, which was weird.
Well,
got into bed very quickly.
Yeah.
Put some Alanis on.
Was it Alanis?
I don't know.
I thought it was like CD. Sarah McLachlan-y kind of. Yeah. No, it was not Alanis. Paula Cole, maybe.
That is not McLachlan.
That's Paula Cole. That's from Dawson's Creek.
Oh, I know.
Which also, that song makes an appearance in this movie.
It does.
Which is probably the best joke of the whole movie. Yeah.
Well,
are there other jokes?
There are some other funny parts.
I think anything Tara Reid says.
Oh my God, we're
going
to have to talk about Tara
Reid.
I don't know if we're ready for Tara Reid yet, but I got a lot of thoughts about Tara Reid in this movie.
So, getting it out of the way, Alicia Witt is just atrocious in this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's pretty
bad.
She's
not listening. But, you know,
hey, come be a guest on the podcast.
If you still have red hair, call me.
Yeah. She can't even walk or run right.
Oh, my God.
Which Tara Reid can't either.
There's one scene where she's running away from the camera, and her knees are going way too high.
And
like,
she's
like, I know. It looks like she's running towards a gay pride parade because she's late.
That's not what came to mind when I watched her running.
No.
I just thought she'd never run before. Mm.
It does look like an alien who had watched one episode of like a running like a documentary. And then like,
is this how humans run?
Yeah, like, oh, I probably could do that.
So getting back to the goth being murdered, what?
Yeah.
So she, she tries to make it look like suicide, but then she writes this message on the
wall. Aren't you glad you didn't turn out the light? Yeah.
Or turn on the light.
Turn on the light.
Yeah. Now this comes, this is the first point in the movie where there is an actual body. Right.
Yes.
No. And the car scene at the beginning, there was a body.
Well, there's a body that the audience sees, but like as far as the other characters go, because like when Joshua Jackson, so the body of Joshua Jackson disappears.
Yes.
And then the friends say, "Oh, well, you didn't know this, but he's going on some ski trip. I'm sure he played a prank and then he disappeared," which is totally something normal that people do.
Yeah.
And now there is an actual body. There's an actual body. And the cops are not there.
Oh.
No, it's a security guard and the dean.
The paramedics are there to take the body, but the security guard, Reese, is the one questioning everybody. Yeah. And what?
How would you like your one credit to be the bitchy chick who says, "You may want to check her pulse. She always looks like that." When the paramedics are wheeling her body out.
Which may or may not have been Catherine Heigl. We need to look that up.
I'm pretty sure it's not Catherine Heigl.
Because it looked like. Definitely it just sounds like something Catherine Heigl would say.
It does sound like something she would say. And she has blonde hair. So
It sounds like something Izzy would say. And
the only good Catherine Heigl movie is My Father the Hero.
Bride of Chucky, sir.
I've never seen that.
You need to just.
My Father the Hero is a great movie. It has my favorite Gerard Depardieu line.
And 27 Dresses. Guys,
I haven't seen it. I do like all the
guys.
Gerard Depardieu goes to pick up Catherine Heigl, who's like 14, and like from his ex-wife's, and like the dog comes running up to Gerard Depardieu, and he goes, "Oh, you want to come with me? I do not blame you."
Did you just want to do your Gerard Depardieu impression?
Let me get this straight. I'm just gonna.
Solid.
I'm just
gonna
that is a pretty good one.
I'm processing this. You didn't know who Freddy Krueger was,
right?
But you know lines from My Father, the Hero.
Yeah.
Okay. Just clearing it up,
bro. Right. I don't watch horror movies because they're bad and they're scary.
What but other Gerard Depardieu movies can you quote? Can you quote Andre? Wasn't he in that? The dolphin movie?
I don't know if he was an Andre.
Wasn't he in 1492?
Yes.
Conquest for Paradise.
Yeah. This is America.
You know the subtitle.
He was also
Porthos in fucking...
Yes, that's he was.
The Man in the Iron Mask. And my favorite line from that is, Forgiveness.
Which,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I love that.
Athos
is praying and he goes in there just like crop dusts him.
Oh, God.
And he's like, forgiveness.
Doesn't he like hook up with all kinds of women in that movie too?
Well, yeah, but that's Porthos in every.
Oh,
that's
Porthos
in the book.
Is down to pound down in like every movie.
But the best is he tries to kill himself multiple times. He fails.
Oh yeah, they saw the beam and that. Yeah. Anyway, Man in the Iron Mask. Solid.
I like
movie.
That movie.
Solid fucking
I'm a
movie.
Fan.
Yeah.
I cry every time they're cornered and they run around and start running down the hallway towards the musketeers. I cry every time. I am single lady.
It's a goosebumpy scene, but I don't know about.
Oh, I cry every time.
I always
time.
Think about the time, like how all his hair is all over his face and that mask.
Oh, gross.
Like
yeah, when he looks
stuff.
Like Teen Wolf.
Yeah,
no.
But I do like Leo.
He's just not shaking as much.
So goth girl gets killed.
Yeah. We've been on goth girl for like the last 30 minutes.
But
I feel
that
like,
is probably my favorite one.
That's the best one.
Favorite
other than
the movie.
Well, no, I shouldn't. I think the most ballsy scene is the dog in the microwave, but it's not my favorite scene because it's really horrible to watch, but...
Fucking hate that scene, man.
This movie has some balls. I forgot about it. It's
for a 90s movie to do the dog in the... I almost said something else.
Yeah.
To do... for guys out there, Google dog in a bathtub. For the guys out there, the dog in
do
the...
Not.
Do
not do that.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Google don't tell
it.
Us. Okay.
Google
no,
it right now.
Moving on.
The dog in the microwave scene is gross.
Is it like a true crime thing? Because there's some really disturbing
stuff
not. With that.
It is a
I feel like we are losing
thing.
Listeners by the second.
I apologize.
Every That's okay. Todd's going to edit.
I'm sorry.
No, he's not. We edit nothing.
This stays in. Jennifer, I'll probably edit it out because my mom might listen to this.
That's
it would be horrified if my mom.
Yeah, my mom.
This is the person who, when we played Cards Against Humanity, I got to hear.
You can't play that with your.
I got to hear my mom say, "What's a taint?" It was the best.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
All right.
I'm gonna have
so
to
no
known better than to play that game with your parents.
No cops in this. That makes me think of Cable Guy. No cops in this movie. Reese asks maybe like 5 questions, and she's like,
"Reese is
good.
The security guard." Sorry.
She's the security guard. Yeah. She has like a little.
She asks, "Did you know she was manic depressive?" And that's it.
Uh-huh. And they were like, well, clearly she killed herself.
Yeah. In this totally bizarre way that nobody would kill themselves. And then actually be able to do it. Like, she didn't choke herself. Because surely there would have been marks on her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like, cut her wrists. And then orchestrate the paintbrushes and, like, climb up on a ladder.
Good. Oh.
Yeah,
Lord.
We got to talk about Tara Reid. Because that bitch is dumb. Like, I can't.
Doesn't make her a bitch.
No.
She is dumb.
No.
Well, that's true.
She is quite dumb.
She was actually
pretty nice in this movie. So she's a very, how do you describe her?
A shock jock. She is a female Howard Stern
shock jock.
Who's an idiot.
Okay, so here is something that I didn't notice the second time today when I watched it, but I remember from this movie her getting a call from someone that says, I've been replacing my roommate's birth control with baby aspirin, and now she's pregnant, and now I have to get another roommate. Do you remember that call?
No.
You mean at the very beginning?
Is it at the very beginning?
I thought the very beginning one was the one about the chick who swallowed. Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, so, but I know that I remember this.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe it's in another movie.
That's why you have a discreet glass right next to the picture.
What do you spit into? Oh, what is this? What is that?
Or you just
don't give
head.
What
movie is that? That's American Pie, and it is also Tara Reid.
You are married. Sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Sorry. I couldn't help it.
What just happened? Did I say something?
No, you didn't. We are arguing over whether you should give head, and she like made like a bite motion. So.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
There is a caller in here that I did notice when they're talking about being stuck, and that is an urban legend where the muscles in the vagina clamp down and will not release, and that is a true thing.
That actually happened to my ex. Not with me, but with somebody else.
Oh, okay.
With my ex.
Like her muscle,
else.
Not mm-hmm. her. Okay. Mm-hmm.
There was a hospital visit. It was
really
bad.
What?
Anyway,
who is this? I demand to know.
We will.
Yeah, let's name names.
Do I know? Do I know her?
Put her on speakerphone later.
I'll call her right now. Who is it?
So can we talk for a second?
I'm gonna start
about
naming people. Until
why
tells
does
me.
This person have a vulgar sex radio show on the college network
that everyone listens
that
to?
That everyone listens to.
So
how is this allowed?
Okay, I feel like if she were giving good advice, there may be an argument. But she is terrible.
Yeah, she's telling
like,
people to
you're
spit.
You're the worst. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want you reproducing. I have this vivid memory of her telling this girl who was stealing her roommate's birth control just that she's crazy, and that's it. And
I
not
mean,
saying,
you might
hey,
have imagined
that's
this in your
bullshit.
Head.
No, this is a thing. Somebody out there that's listening, that right, one person.
Hit us up on Twitter, at HorrorVirgin.
Because I haven't seen it. I mean, I don't know where else I would have gotten that. But I remember her telling someone that, and you cannot replace birth control with baby aspirin.
It
doesn't work.
It doesn't.
No. Why would you think it works? They're for very
that's the point.
Because
it
works for everything.
It is in this because in the research I was doing, I pulled up an article about that. So I don't know if they edited it out for this or maybe we were just talking and didn't notice
it. That could
be.
That is a very real possibility.
Okay, but that's why I looked up the writer because that is such bullshit because that is not how fucking birth control works. You cannot replace it without somebody noticing because you punch it out of things.
There are a lot of very dumb things in this movie that were clearly written by a man, just to say it. But
Just let a woman read it.
Like all the female dialogue.
All right. Exactly. Yeah. I will read your screenplays, guys, if you want.
Okay.
You guys heard it.
You said you're
going to
read mine.
Submit your screenplays to the whole at Horror Virgin.
Yeah.
Read my only screenplay.
Screenplay.
All right. I want to expand my previous statement. So why is it that all of their student jobs are taken so goddamn seriously?
Oh my
like
God.
Jared Leto in the first scene is like, I almost won the student
Pulitzer.
Yeah,
like,
student
Pulitzer
is not a thing.
No,
I don't think that's a thing.
It's not. He's like trying to take down Harvey Weinstein or something.
Yeah, and they keep threatening him. Like the dean keeps threatening his job. Yeah. What job?
Right.
It's like your editor is
he's
firing
on the paper.
You.
But I feel like every show or movie takes the student paper so seriously. I don't remember that being a thing. Like, it was like a stapled 3-page thing that we got like every quarter.
But I also
and it
don't
was
remember
just the play review and like whose birthday it was.
Yeah, I also don't remember people making fun of good looking journalism majors and everybody shits on Jared Leto in this movie. Like, oh, you're a journalism major. Like, psh,
right.
Fuck
nobody
off.
Cares about that.
Nobody
they were just
you.
All so jealous because he's dreamy.
He is. A beautiful man whose eyes are just a little too close together.
You know,
they
just
went
glad.
A little too far.
I'm just glad that he learned to read.
I bet it was difficult. He probably had to learn.
It might as well have been Jake Gyllenhaal because that's basically who he's playing in this movie.
You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
What do you
know? On My So-Called Life, he can't read.
Nobody has seen that show.
Every girl who is listening has seen the show.
And Clara Danes has seen that show.
Well, yeah, she's her sick burn in that. She's like, I spell my name with one L because he puts a note in her locker. Ladies, email me. We'll talk.
I feel like that's actually going
to
happen.
I also would like ladies to email me so we can talk.
I thought my love would teach Jordan Catalano to read. I love him. He's awesome.
Was he weird on that show too?
No, because he was playing such an idiot.
Okay.
And he's just like a Nirvana guy, you know, and he doesn't want to be seen.
He was playing Tara Reid.
I don't even know what to say to that. Tara Reid is an idiot.
Yeah, so I think we're up to the part where the party is going on.
The party's going on, yeah.
Yes. And
the massacre party is going on.
Yep, the dog.
Which is another insane.
Which is also, yeah, we were talking about this earlier, like in late 90s slashers, whenever people are starting to get murdered, the kids always throw a party.
Let's throw a party,
and it doesn't
bro.
Make any sense. Like Scream, it handled it the best.
Yeah.
You know, they're all like kind of excited that they're getting out of school.
And the curfew. Yeah.
But seriously, I mean, if all these students are getting murdered, like, you're just going to go off and throw a party?
No.
I mean, the answer is
well,
yes.
But I mean, they're in a frat house.
But during the party, Tara Reid just gets a hair up her ass to go start her radio show.
Yeah.
Well, Michael Rosenbaum, her boyfriend, is being a dick because Jared Leto comes in and he's like, hey, we got to end the party because there's a killer on the loose.
Right.
Yeah.
And Michael Rosenbaum's like, you're a fucking journalist. Nah.
But he is like that through the entire movie.
Pulitzer.
He is a dick. He definitely looks older than the other other actors.
Well, he's like 35 when this movie was filmed.
And he dresses
and he's just
weird.
Filled with hatred.
And,
he's just filled with hatred.
He is my least favorite part of this movie.
But he's like the ultimate prankster, I guess, in the movie other than Pacey.
Yeah.
And they're best friends because they're pranksters
and they're in
and
the
brotherhood.
Same frat.
And are they in the same frat?
They're in the frat house. That's what they're having the party for.
I did not pick up on any of that. All right. So the dog, he gets a call. This is the only time where it gets really like Scream-esque. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he gets a call from like a voice disguised.
Yeah. The call is coming from inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Or from Mind Damien's. Blown, right? I don't know why it had Damien's name on it. Like Damien's. Or Damon. Yeah. Sorry.
Damien's the devil.
Yeah.
I guess it was from his room.
It
was from his room or something.
That
was just their way to be able to say the words, the call is coming from inside the house. That's the only reason that existed.
So he basically says, you know, this is the urban legend where the dog's in the microwave. Yeah. And he runs it. And the dog is in the microwave.
Yeah,
because I remember when that was in the trailer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's no way that actually happens.
Yeah, because they don't show it. They show him running up to the microwave and then they cut black. And
oh, they show it in the actual movie.
Yeah, they do show it in the movie.
They show it, man. I mean
they
it's
don't
like
show
dripping
it as much as they
and
could.
Well,
yeah.
It could have been worse, sure, but it was still pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then he goes to run to throw up. And the killer, I guess, the killer kind of always knows everybody's going to end up in this movie.
Because she plans.
Because
this murderer is a planner.
She kills him by way of Drano.
Yeah.
Puts like a funnel down his throat. I thought that was kind of cool.
I think it's interesting. I was reading Men, Women, and Chainsaws last night, and they were talking.
What?
Just like it is.
Men, Women, and Chainsaws magazine, Todd. Haven't
what
you ever heard
is
of it?
This?
Do you know what? It's a.
No, I don't know it.
It's a book about gender in horror films. Anyway.
Oh my God, I feel like that is like your porn. Like that is like the best thing.
I mean, I did underline a lot of stuff.
Is this a thesis paper that you wrote?
Ooh, I underlined
it.
No,
so
one dream, my dream one day, I'm going to be a horror movie anthropologist. I'm going to will it to be a job. Anyways.
Anthropologist?
Yes, because that's what's so interesting is why things are scary and what, you know.
There were people
that's
in my film school that just taught horror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I think urban legends are so fascinating. But anyways,
okay.
So they were talking about the victims in slashers and when men are victims. And they talk about when men are victims, it's normally a really quick kill and you normally see it from a distance and it's like dim and you don't see it a whole lot. But when women are killed, it's like
it's
a prolonged
close,
thing.
And it's like torture porny.
Right. And
it's
they
like
chase for a long time. So they're like, they can flop all over the place.
Ooh.
But so the other way that men
are the best.
are killed sometimes is in like a feminine way, like they're in a pose that would be more feminine or emasculating, which would like tied to the toilet and something shoved down his throat.
Well, I mean, yeah, he was on
better
the
than
shoved. He had a tube shoved
been.
Down his throat.
He did.
Yeah.
And then it was filled with a white viscous fluid
that foamed and sizzled and was probably pretty warm.
I was a fan of that kill.
I have Honestly.
I don't really like that one that much, although I do like when that guy does.
I couldn't stop jerking it.
So then it cuts to Tara Reid, and
Tara Reid's running a radio
show. She's running a radio show, and it seems as though she just can, it's almost like a podcast where she can just go down to the studio and run the radio.
And there doesn't have to be anybody there.
Yeah, because they listen to it at the party.
And that's why she has to leave the party, because it's time for her show.
Okay, because I thought it was just, I'm going to do my radio show because I'm mad at you.
Well, she was, I think.
I honestly thought that's, I thought that too. I thought it wasn't time for it. She's just like, fuck this. I'm going to go do my radio show and bitch about you.
Yeah.
Right.
Except not as well acted.
Yeah. So.
I'm a better Tara Reid than Tara Reid. Right.
So shit starts to go down in the radio studio, right? Like, doesn't the killer pop up and kill the assistant in the other room?
I think so, yeah. But
and
it's really quick.
It goes dark.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any lines, but he's in a lot of
scenes.
He's
the guy. He's the guy who was there before, who's like got his shirt wide open at the very beginning. Like, he's wearing a shirt, but it's like a button down that's just open.
Oh, yeah. And he always does like the smile and nod.
When the killer popped up behind.
Yes! Yeah. It was scary! Yeah. What I hate jump scares so much.
You hate the music cues for sure.
Yeah. It's a trigger for me, guys.
So shit's going down at the studio, and they're still broadcasting. So Tara Reid starts running, and everybody at the party who's drunk at this point is like, "Oh, this is just staged."
Well, that's the urban legend. They're talking about the scream, the real scream in that song.
Yeah,
and so the urban legend is that. She is
that guy you thought was the writer, because he's talking to the main character like,
right.
So there's like this song and then like the scream.
All
and
writers look the same. And I feel like that was the writer. I'm going to try to look that up later.
I don't know. I found one picture of that dude.
The most unfuckable dude in a corduroy blazer is the writer. And he's got, ladies and
didn't
gents.
You ask if it was Screech?
I it looked like Screech to me. Yeah, I was like, is that Screech? Dustin Diamond in this movie?
Oh, Dustin Diamond.
So nobody really does anything except for Alicia Witt, that really believes there's something going on. She knows she's
because
seen bodies
ever
and
believes
shit.
Women.
Jared Leto believes.
Kind of, until he's over it. He gets fired from the paper, and then he's like, fuck you, I don't believe you anymore.
No. He believes her. He tries to stop the party. So he believes both her and the fact that his eyes are a little too close together. And then
that three times.
I don't know.
It's not listeners. It wasn't funny the first time.
It's always been funny. He, I don't know where
he's running into the
part.
Ground.
He bones out because he's the red herring.
He leaves.
Yes.
Yeah.
He leaves. He's all over campus trying to find people.
Or
there's no security there. Okay. Oh, we forgot that the dean got killed and Wexler got killed too.
Wexler.
Freddy Krueger?
Right, but did we see Wexler get killed, though?
We don't see him get killed.
We just see his body in the trunk.
Right. In the trunk later on.
But the dean get killed.
But the dean gets killed in a pretty cool way.
The dean got pet cemetery and then run over.
Yeah, they cut the killer cut his Achilles tendon in the parking lot, right?
Or yeah, and then took his parking brake off, and he got killed like the actor from Star Trek.
And that is an urban legend, too, that somebody's hiding under your car, and they cut your Achilles tendon, and then you fall over. And
I've heard that one,
Yeah.
Okay, so then Tara Reid, so Alicia Witt shows up. At the pool, like he chases Tara Reid around. The killer chases Tara Reid around for a while.
Yeah.
Then they end up.
And then just kills her with an axe. That's
kills her with an axe, and we don't really get to see it, and that was disappointing. He like shot, she, or she's.
I wasn't so disappointed with
it. Yeah. But Tara Reid's on the ground.
They really, to your point, like stretch out her running around in that white
top. For a long
time.
Because, and her. Yeah.
Because
her
she made a whole thing. I mean, I don't know what she got paid for this, but she earned it.
And she earned it.
She earned it.
Well, she can't run or scream or act. I mean, she can't do any of it.
She's got two qualities that I think got her this.
I don't remember her being that bad in like Van Wilder.
Van Wilder was filled with ditzy women roles in
that.
And so she
Ryan Reynolds?
Probably shined in that because of that. I don't know. No, I like Van Wilder. I don't remember if she was good in it or not. But.
I wouldn't say she was good, but she wasn't.
She
didn't really have much to do in this other than say stupid shit and run around.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much every movie she's in.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's a Tara Reid movie, guys. Yeah.
The point I was trying to make was they spend way too much time on this character. There needs to be a pretty sweet kill at the end of
this. Yeah, that's true. There's not a whole lot of payout. Yeah. Also, I thought she was going to, like, something was going to happen when she was hanging and she had the axe, and, like, I thought she was going to chop her finger off or
her head off. That would have been amazing.
She probably would have dropped the axe, though. That was kind of a weird angle.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, she kills Tara Reid.
If this movie does anything, it's logistics.
Alicia Witt shows up, sees Tara Reid being killed, runs away, goes across campus to get Jared Leto. they're trying to leave. They get in a car. They can't find the security guard.
Right.
Meanwhile,
and I feel
Reese
like all
is
the
kind
roads
of running
go
around
in circles too.
They do.
Know?
Yeah. Like, but they all lead to the single lane bridge.
Right. Single lane bridge, gas station, university.
Yeah. There's only one road, guys.
Oh, murder
and,
tree.
And it's a triangle.
Reese, a meanwhile, is running around finding bodies, and then she eventually goes and gets a bigger gun. And
does she find some bodies?
She finds a couple bodies.
Oh, that's right. I think she sees... No,
she slips
in
the
blood.
Blood.
That's it. Yeah. But I don't think she sees the body.
I don't think she sees the body either.
Because all the bodies are staged in the house.
In the dorm that was closed for 30 years.
The murder dorm, yeah.
Meanwhile...
Nobody on a college campus had ever managed to break into before.
So how does she have time to run around and kill all these people while at the same time building up the most elaborate, like, haunted house?
And, like,
candles?
70 candles.
Yeah, that's the most impressive part to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to light those many candles, and it's hard to find candles of all the varying lengths, you know, and arrange them.
Oh, no, she bought
way.
A pack of like 100 of the same length and just cut a few of them.
Yeah, that's what you do on a diagonal.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's slasher magic, though. That's how you do it.
Slasher magic. Yeah.
Magic.
I don't need to know. I don't care.
No, slash I like it. That. We're going to keep that. Slasher, slasher magic.
Put it on a t-shirt.
So they try to leave.
Oh, we're right about to see Noxzema Girl just flip the fuck out. Oh,
yeah. Basically, like they end up back at the old... Well, first off, there's something... I missed this part.
No, no,
there was
Jared
something
Leto
that led them to believe Jared Leto was the killer.
Yeah, yeah. So
he
Jared
ran around,
Leto and
he disappeared.
The two main girls, the one who's Noxzema Girl who did it all, and then the block of wood with red hair. Super
wow. Cool.
Also, he's really the only man left.
They get in Jared Leto's car, right? He is the only man left because Dawson's Creek and fucking Lex Luthor is dead. So they get in his Jeep or whatever and drive to the gas station.
Yeah.
And then while he's in the gas station, I think
maybe
trying to use
the
phone.
Oh, yeah, they find the dude in the
car. They find the Freddy Krueger guy.
Trunk.
There's
and
not
he's
a trunk
like
in a
the
Jeep.
Phone,
but
and they look over and they're like...
And we forgot about the scene where Alicia Witt's trying to get away and she tries to hitchhike with the creepy janitor.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's right after that. Yeah.
And then he tries to like not let her out of the car and he has a truck that doesn't open from the inside.
The door only opens
on the
from
lady
the outside.
Side.
And he has the killer's coat. Now, this coat
everybody
pops
has this
up.
Coat.
Like Robert Englund has the coat.
There's
I
a
think.
Sale at Burlington Coat Factory and
yeah.
everybody bought one.
You walk
well, some
Burlington
random
coat
girl
factory,
has the coat at the swim at the pool. Like,
anyways,
everybody has it, you know. Everybody has this fucking coat, and it's not, it's like fall, it's like autumn, it's not winter.
Okay, I know.
There's
about
definitely no snow on the ground.
So they originally planned for it to be a cold weather movie, but the shooting schedule and the weather didn't match up, but they already had the coat, and they didn't know how they were going to get away with her being a lady killer and actually seeing part of her.
Okay.
So the coat totally covered, so they just kept the coat, which is why that lady shows up at the swimming pool with like full-on snowsuit in a pool and just her bathing suit underneath.
Okay, so we eventually end up back at the creepy dorm. Yeah, the one that...
The condemned dorm.
The condemned dorm
that was part
from
of
the
massacre from 30
which,
years ago.
Which, in Men, Women, and Chainsaws, is called The Terrible Place. Mm-hmm. It's part of the slasher formula.
And it just happens to be when Alicia Witt is running by it that Rebecca Gayheart's in there screaming.
Yeah, she's luring her in there.
Yeah,
because she's the fucking herderer.
Yeah.
She can teleport is my point. I mean, she has to be a teleporter.
It's slasher magic.
Slasher magic.
Slagic.
It's just basic planning.
Yeah. So she goes in and she finds the bodies of everybody, basically.
She finds the dean. She finds who else?
She finds Pacey. She finds Lex Luthor. She finds...
That's right. She finds Lex.
And the big plot twist is Alicia Witt and the girl from the opening of the movie accidentally killed by way of vehicular manslaughter Rebecca Gayheart's like high school boyfriend.
They were going to get married.
Or some shit. Now, Jen, I have a question for you, and if you've ever thought about this. So it was explained that Alicia Witt was not driving the car. She was just there.
But it was her
it
car.
It was her car. It was her car, yeah.
But it was her car, right? So why does she just swiftly kill the main driver and then do an elaborate plot to torture and manipulate and eventually murder this girl and all her friends? Like,
maybe
it makes
she
no
just
sense.
Felt like the driver lady wasn't worth it because she didn't care.
Or
because
the block of wood with red hair was trying to pick up Jared Leto.
Yeah,
and
that's
she wanted
true
a piece
too
of Jared Leto.
Oh, that's because
she does mention that.
Yeah. Okay.
She does
all
mention
right
that.
Well, you figured you could have done urban
and
legend plot lines with both of them or
and
something.
For
I don't know.
And for a chick who is very upset about losing her first boyfriend, she's moved
sure
on. Yeah,
yeah,
she's
moved on
super into JL.
Jared Leto, man.
Yeah.
Those eyes.
She's like, listen, they're a little too close together, but I'm on board for that.
Doesn't she have a slideshow at the end?
Yes.
She does.
It's, yeah. I'm just it's like, the first killer I've ever seen with a multimedia slideshow about why they killed people.
Planning.
Well, I always remember Adam's Family Values. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
At the end,
do they have a slideshow?
They do that. Well, Joan Cusack has a slideshow.
Well, okay, so in Men, Women, and Chainsaws, they were talking about when the killer is a female, because it's very rare that it's happened. At least, well, there are a couple of that I can think of.
Isn't one Jason's mom, though?
Spoiler
alert.
Correct.
There's another one that I can think of.
Never seen that movie, but I know that.
Oh, it's
well, there's
so
High Tension.
Good.
That's one of them.
Yeah, spoiler.
Yeah. Well, oh well.
Hey, let's not spoil a whole bunch of movies. But anyways, so what they said was when the man is the killer in a slasher, it's usually because they had some kind of fucked up childhood, and that's why they're like dressing in people's skin as their mom or like doing all kind of crazy shit. But when it's a female,
it's always
killer,
over a man.
It's because she's on her period.
That's what it said, that it's not because of a fucked up childhood. It's not necessarily, well, yeah, it is. I keep saying they. It's a lady who wrote this book, and she's awesome. They said it's because of in adulthood some abandonment by a man or loss of status.
I mean, that just makes sense to me, though. Like, that's
hold on. Female killers. Realistic. Okay.
Stop talking, Todd.
And that they don't have any.
It's a trap, Todd.
Paying attention.
It's a trap, Todd.
They don't have any gender confusion, which is often what happens when it's a man.
What about Sleepaway
killing.
Camp? Gender confusion all day.
I haven't seen that. But haven't man, seen it is on my list. I know
camp.
What happened.
I haven't seen Sleepaway Camp, but I know.
Hey, let's spoil it too.
Or actually,
okay, so. Carol Clover says, anger comes from specific moments in their adult lives in which they have been abandoned or cheated on by men.
Okay.
And lots of times that means they're actually killing the men that cheated on them or that abandoned them. But that is not the case here. I also think it's interesting that they slipped in that they were going to get married because that suddenly or somehow would elevate the relationship, like the seriousness of it, because she's
right.
also losing her social status.
Even though she's like 16.
Right. Yeah. And not just losing a man. Hey. I was engaged in high school.
Yeah, this is my plan.
Were you?
I was.
And
we
instead,
got married and ended up happily ever after.
And instead, this murderer sent me to college instead.
Right.
Gross.
And now I'm going
to
get
education.
A degree and also murder people.
She really doesn't. She only cares about the boys.
She wants her MRS degree.
But
she wants
I
to be
was,
Mrs. Lady Journalist.
Oh, my yes.
But I was very entertained at her new performance.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, her hair got way frizzier.
Yeah, it did.
And the
her
makeup.
Eyeliner got all smudgy. Yeah.
So she's level 12, man.
I have to talk about something.
Okay.
The Jared Leto slow clap is that's when I was like, really? Really?
I do think you said that.
Really? I think I said it like 90 times. I became Seth Meyers and Amy Poehler from SNL Weekend Update. Really?
What was it that
really?
Bothered you about it, Todd?
It was dumb. It was very dumb.
There were lots of dumb things in this movie.
Oh, my. I guess that's true, but it was like next level stupid.
Did you think that was a really smart play? And
I think Clint was like, this is the best screenwriting I've ever.
This is the only play there is. There is no, there's no security guard around. Yeah. There's no police. He has to just pretend to be crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he.
I mean,
that's the only plan down. Is it in all your screenplays?
He did fool
me. Well, he should have tried to kiss her, like go in for a kiss instead of just being like, oh,
give
me
the gun. Yeah, that was a rookie move.
Yeah.
You already nailed the slow clap. Just keep it going, Jade.
Plus, you know she likes you and she's into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she would be into
dude,
it.
Yeah.
Can I just?
I mean,
Jen, sometimes
Leto.
There's no way.
Jen,
out,
Jen don't guys. Listen to this. A chick that crazy, Clint? Would you not want to have sex with her at least once to see what it was like?
You mean like Rebecca Gayhart?
Oh yeah. If a chick is that crazy, I would at least want to experience it one time before I call the cops.
Before she murders you.
Jen,
but
listening.
Would it be
have
worth
you ever seen Gone
dying?
Girl?
Have you ever seen Gone,
Gone Girl?
Girl?
Yeah.
Oh,
or read the book?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I could not stop jerking it.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Doogie Howser? Let's do this. What are we talking about right now?
Okay. I wrote him a fan letter one time.
Oh, that is depressing. Did he respond to your brother? Because he's gay. All right, whatever.
Did he write you back and
I do love him.
Doogie Howser, MD at the bottom.
I do love him. Like, I think he's great. I thought he was great in
Doogie Howser.
How I Met Your Mother.
I thought he was great in Gone Girl. I loved Gone Girl.
Harold and Kumar. He can really do no wrong.
Yeah, he really, I don't know. I don't love everything he's ever done, but he's good. I think he does great work. Anyway, so yeah, you wouldn't try it once?
Now, if you knew she was going to kill you right after, would
no,
it be worth
if,
it?
If I thought praying mantis, no. But if I thought maybe I could perhaps get away and I could because she's a woman.
Here's what
so,
you
like,
do.
Yeah, I totally. Clint is quietly nodding so he doesn't have to be verbally on
the record. Here's what you do after
record.
You sleep with her. You just do this.
You just slow clap her out of the room.
I slow clap after sex. I don't know about you guys.
What What'd you say?
I slow clap.
No, 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 Clint. What you have is the clap. It's not the slow clap. Nailed it! All right, seriously?
Well done, Todd.
Thank you.
Stuck the lid.
Yeah. So, guys, it's a matter of quantity, not quality, but some of them are quality. And you guys are not coming, just for the record, you guys are not coming on board with the Jared Leto, the eyes are too close. There she goes. All right.
You know what, though? I am in favor of running a joke into the ground.
Yeah.
Because here's what happens. Eventually, people will start to make the joke for you.
Yes.
And that's when you know you have truly achieved comedy gold.
Nothing would make me more happy than to have people who are like fans of this podcast go to Jared Leto's Wikipedia and just like write on there that he's had surgery to have his eyes fixed until they lock his Wikipedia page because he can't.
And then you can go do that yourself.
So between that and Ryan Phillippe being a guest on the show,
oh my God, we got to get right. And then Jessica Chastain because we're going to get married, even though I think she's already married. And
I don't think she is.
No, I don't think she is.
I'll be back, guys.
And, okay.
Oh.
That made a lot of noise when I dropped it.
The mic.
When you dropped
cool
the mic,
way.
Right? Yeah. Not the
not
other thing that
cool
made
way.
A lot of noise.
If I dropped that, you wouldn't hear it.
So she goes crazy. Jared Leto shows up. Pretends to be crazy. Doesn't really work, right?
No.
I don't remember how they take her down. Oh, Reese shows up.
Yeah, Reese shows up and shoots her in the arm.
Reese shows up and shoots her.
And then Redhead gets the gun and shoots her out the window. Which is the fourth floor.
And then
she falls out the window onto concrete.
We don't actually see her land or hear her.
Did she
land.
Float away?
I don't know. Maybe she landed on a mattress.
That's not the end, guys, because remember they go driving again.
That they do.
And she ends up in the back seat. That's the last scene.
And here's the weird thing. Well, not the weird thing. But when she's in the truck with the creepy janitor and he just happens to flash the lights because she's driving around baiting him with no light. Like, what if he hadn't flashed the lights? Would she have just, like, continued on?
Well, would she not have – what if she was not – on that road when that there's so many coincidences.
And I think I made the comment, this is when it goes off the rails. And Todd said, oh, this is when.
But no, it went off the rails a long time ago. I'm not texting anybody. I am on board.
Rails.
I am paying attention. It went off the rails well before this point.
I love it, though.
So she sort of gets, does she get shot off that bridge?
She gets
or
shot. Yeah, it's like
bridge?
Michael.
Like
Michael
who?
Myers.
I don't remember.
It's like exactly how Michael Myers died.
Yeah, she's in the Jeep with them, right? And then she's trying to hit him with the axe, and she hits Jared Leto right between the eyes with the butt of
the
axe, which is very impressive because
it probably knocks his eyes.
If you try to hit in between the eyes, that's a very small patch.
Oh, you beat me by a second.
So yeah,
gets kicked by a mule, goes back normal. I don't know.
What was it? Fell down a well first, right? Fell down a well, eyes go cross, kicked by a mule, go back to normal.
Have you seen Robin Hood Men in Tights when Blinken falls out of the tree?
And then
I could see.
Oh my God.
And he runs into it. No, but when
you have to cut that out. It's probably really racist. I can sing all of the songs in that movie. Do you want to hear them? And I know.
No, no. But when Blinken falls out of the tree or whatever, and then he can see again,
he
immediately walks into another tree. I cannot tell you how many debates I had with my brothers about. Could he actually see after he fell? Because there's no evidence that he could actually see.
No.
And he immediately walks into another tree. Oh, this humor is next level, Mel Brooks.
I love that movie.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Blinken.
I honestly think that movie came out at a time when Todd was going through a little bit of a sexual awakening. And that chick has red hair in that movie.
It does.
And she is.
You mean like losing your virginity?
No.
Oh,
I wasn't 11 when I lost my virginity. That movie's old as fuck. But yeah.
Oh, man, I watched that movie.
When she's in the bathtub
again,
and the camera pushes in and she's like stands up, I was like, oh, this is what I want everything to be. And
like,
she's
metal
a skinny.
Chassis
oh, ooh. I can't wait till it shapes. When she's like, she is a redhead, skinny, and pale, and that's like my wheelhouse.
And she was married to John Ritter, and was on Wings.
Yeah,
she
I remember her from
Ritter.
The Mask.
Good
also.
For him.
Yeah,
she had a part in The Mask.
Oh yeah.
What else is there to talk about?
Well, nothing. She gets shot off the bridge. They look down, and you see her body, but like you can't really tell.
She's
and then she just
there.
Like
she's
falls in a puddle,
kind of floating in like a shallow puddle.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
I think it's
like
a river, actually
a river,
down
there, right?
Yeah, it's a river.
Okay. It's substantial water, but I mean, it's not like she fell over Niagara Falls or anything.
Okay. Well, it was very confusing because they just fast forward to she is just at another college pretending to be someone else.
That surprised me because I thought the formula is the killer dies at the end normally.
Yeah.
And she does
in
not.
In some 90s movies, they pull this ending because it reminded me of Disturbing Behavior the same year. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Another alum from The Creek, Katie Holmes.
Who's that? James Marsden?
James Marsden.
I had that soundtrack, I think.
Mm-hmm. That was a great soundtrack. They still play that song, the Flagpole Sitta song.
Everybody's coming to get me.
Oh, little Harvey Danger.
Flagpole Sitta.
I used to play that song on repeat one and drive my roommates crazy.
It's a great song.
It is a good song.
Name another Harvey Danger song.
Nope. They seriously wrote that song for that movie. No one remembers the movie, but everybody remembers the song.
It's a good song.
That's a win. Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so when she's sitting there, first of all, one thing that bugs me is they try to straighten her hair and they don't straighten it all the way. Like, what the fuck? Just make it.
You didn't recognize her. Like, you turned and asked, like, is that her?
She's got a lot of, like, weird makeup on. Like, she looks.
Anyway, she's an Noxzema girl.
She's got this scarf tied around her neck.
Yeah.
And that's a reference to the urban legend, the Yellow Ribbon. Which is this guy dates this girl with a yellow... She always wears a yellow ribbon tied around her neck.
Because she slit her throat or whatever?
No. Oh. So they get married. They date forever. And she's like, well, why don't you ever take your yellow ribbon off? And she won't ever do it. And they finally get married. And on her wedding night, she takes the yellow ribbon off and her head falls off. It's not a true story. But that's what that is referencing.
Right? Interesting.
Have you guys not heard that?
No! I haven't heard any of these.
You haven't heard of anything or anyone.
I know. I'm so lost.
Who even are you?
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. So are we done with this shitty movie?
No, this is a good movie.
Yeah.
Should we rate it on our scale of...
We should. Oh, and
Gremlins
I've got a 1
to
for us, too.
Okay.
We switch it to 1 to 10.
Yeah. All right. Plan on to make it bigger. Yeah. So I thought 1 could be...
High five, Glenn. Let's do it.
No.
Oh,
right.
I'll high five.
No.
No, you're too far away. We have a big studio, guys.
They are on another couch. okay, so my 1 was Ghostbusters.
All right. And what is 10?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay. I don't think that's the scariest movie ever, though. But okay.
It doesn't have to be the scariest movie ever because everybody has their own different scariest movie ever.
Yeah, okay. so far, this is the scariest movie I've ever seen.
All right. So this is a scare factor scale or just
scare
good movie
factor.
To bad
scare
movie
factor.
Scale? Scare factor.
I mean,
I feel like
they already know if we think it's a good movie
it's
or bad.
It's not a good
movie,
guys.
I love it. But no, okay, because here's the point. If we're trying to convince people who don't like horror movies to watch horror movies, I think it's relevant to know.
Is that the point of this podcast?
That's my point. That is
my
mission
God.
In life is
oh
to get
God.
People to like scary things so they can discover themselves.
Then I should not be on this podcast because I would caution you to not watch
no,
this movie.
No, there's a scary movie that you're going to like. We're
I'll say this. This movie does have some watchability because of how bad everyone is.
Yes,
in it.
It is an entertaining bad movie.
Yeah, it's very, very bad.
But I think that a couple of things are relevant if we're trying to convince people to watch movies. And maybe we should say them at the front of the podcast before we spoil everything. One, how scary we think it is. And two, like what genre, what subgenre it is. And two, how much gore is. Because I always want to know what kind of gore factor there is because I don't like really gory movies.
All right, so where would you guys put this on a scale of 1 to 10 from?
I'd put it like a 4.
I was going to say a 4, too. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there are still a couple of creep factors in it. I still think the opening
is
creepy
really
as shit.
There's some really scary imagery.
I don't think I should be able to answer that question because I haven't.
Well, you should answer
we
it the most.
We want to know what you think.
We've seen this 5 million times. So
that's part of why it's not scary for me.
I think the Blair Witch Project, which I've seen, that's one of the 5 I've seen.
I love that movie.
I think that's scarier than this. But I would put this at like a 6. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't seen enough.
I mean, you were jumping like a solid 8.
I was. I can't handle jump scares, guys. I'm a bitch. But yeah, so like I'd put it high
jump
up there.
Jump scares are like the lowest.
Oh my God. I can't handle it. Whatever, Jen.
Okay, so you give it a
6.
Or maybe a 7.
I was going to write this down. You gave it a 7?
No, I'm talking about him.
Yeah. It's pretty high for me, but I haven't seen enough movies to...
But that's still fair.
But how
that's
scared
fine.
Were you? How many times did you shout the word?
Quite a few times. And when Tyler walked out, I jumped just from someone else walking into the room.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Clint gave it a 4.
This is why you can't do live episodes. Like, I don't want to lose my shit in front of a live studio
audience.
That's the whole
point of this podcast is us making fun of you for being scary and for me improving the world through horror.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Would you say 6?
6 or 7.
Yeah. So,
6.5.
Okay. What was the second thing you said? I can't remember.
Gore.
There's not much gore in it.
Not really.
Honestly, the goriest part is the puppy.
The puppy.
Yeah.
The puppy.
And that's probably the most disturbing part.
Yeah.
I don't like vomit and spit, so the Pop Rocks stuff and the Drano I don't like either.
Yeah.
But Yeah. And what was the other thing? Oh, yeah. What? Okay, so this is a meta slasher, is what I would say. Which is like a slasher, except it is a self-aware slasher. Like, the characters know what a slasher movie is. Like, Scream is a meta slasher. Friday the 13th is not, because they don't know they're in a scary movie.
But they do in Scream.
Yeah, they talk about the rules of a scary movie. They're watching Halloween. Yes, they know the concept of slasher in Scream. Yeah, okay. That's what makes it a meta slasher.
But this, too, I didn't notice that.
I mean, they don't. They know about urban legends. They know, like, they start to see the patterns.
Okay.
I mean, it's not technically. Scream is like the classic example of that, sure. But I still would put this in that category.
All right.
I would agree. I had to go back and remind myself that this was not a Dimension picture.
Was it not?
No.
Scream is Dimension.
Yes.
Without and having so seen Scream, this feels like a ripoff of Scream to me. But I've never seen Scream.
It's definitely trying to catch the Scream train.
Yeah. All aboard the Scream train! That's what it's not like to me.
But I'm trying to think of what else was out around this time. I mean, within a couple of months of this.
98? Titanic was out?
No, false.
Phantom Menace was out around that time?
Also false.
97 is Titanic.
No, you were bad at this.
97 was Titanic,
Titanic
right?
is 97. Yeah. This is 98.
Oh, I was off by a year.
And Phantom Menace is 99. So you said,
I was off by a year again!
You host a movie podcast. You have to get this right. Oh, now, Bride of Chucky, within a month of this movie, Bride of Chucky was out, and so was I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. So it was really oversaturated.
Brandy was in that one, right?
What? Oh, yeah.
Brandy? Like
we'll
the singer?
Do I Still
and
Know.
And Omar Epps, I think,
point.
Too.
We'll get to
Isn't
I
that
Still
the
Know.
Tropical version?
Yeah. And Jack Black as a
That's
stoner.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the Johnny Galecki in the second movie.
Oh, my God.
I love Johnny Galecki.
Have we decided, maybe we shouldn't talk about this yet, have we decided what we're doing next?
Yeah, and I mean, I guess we can go ahead and talk about it since we're not doing the mini episodes.
No, we're not.
We are doing Poltergeist next.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
All right, so this is one of those I don't want to do.
I know.
Which I'm going to say every time.
There isn't one of them you're not going to want to do.
It's good. It's going to be good. It's Steven Spielberg.
So Poltergeist, I know, like, because it's been around a long time and everyone talks about it. People probably ripped it off in other movies. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I wouldn't know.
I think it's kind of a singular one. I mean, it's definitely a haunted house movie. But
yeah, it's definitely a haunted house movie. I know that there are scenes like where it's going to freak me out because it's supernatural, and that shit fucks with me
hard. There's some scary shit in it, too. Fuck. It's rated PG, though.
Well, this is back in a time when you could see tits in PG movies.
Yeah, and there's pot in it, too.
Oh, not pot.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this.
It's good. It's really good.
Wonderful.
And so what's funny is, well, we can talk about this in the next episode.
So guys, watch Poltergeist? Watch
Poltergeist.
Yep.
Hey, the original, not the remake.
Oh, not the Sam Rockwell fucking shit fest. No.
Which, it's actually not that
bad. I haven't
seen
either.
It's just
I really
lame.
Like Sam Rockwell. I'm
What'd
a fan
you say?
Of Sam Rockwell.
We were talking about Sam Rockwell the other day. It's like, I feel like he is always horny.
Always has a sexual energy about him. That's why he's always dancing. Yeah, hasn't it clicked for you? I never really put my finger on
that's
it.
That's why you like it.
Uh-huh. I'll say this. I never thought that myself.
Uh-huh.
But
until
when you
said it and it makes
immediately
sense.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh shit, because one of my favorite movies that he's in is a movie called Choke where he plays a sex addict.
Oh.
Like, I was like, yeah.
And you just totally buy him in that.
Oh,
role,
yeah.
Right?
Like,
what about Iron Man 2?
Is he in Iron Man 2?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He's
in Green Mile.
Still dancing.
Oh, yeah. He's
I don't remember.
Damn man walking.
Guys. We'll see you next week for Poltergeist.
Yeah. Make sure you watch Poltergeist before next week. If you have any corrections you want to give us, reach out to us at Horror Virgin.
Yes. I said Lee J. Cobb was Father Karras. He is not. He was Kinderman.
Right.
Father Karras was Jason Miller.
Yeah.
That's the only correction out of 7 pages that I wrote down that I feel like doing.
If you really, really like us, subscribe to us on iTunes, on our iTunes page.
Yeah.
And we will be delivered to your box every week.
Ooh. That box.
Guys, this is fun.
So, yeah.
It was fun for us, at least.
It was something.
Too. Yeah.
Do you guys have personal Twitters you want to plug?
No.
Follow
it's
me on
you.
Twitter at Todd J. Awesome.
It's all
also at Horror Pod or at Horror Podcast. Fuck. Horror Virgin. What the fuck is the Twitter, guys? I made it during the podcast.
At Horror Virgin.
It is 1,000% at Horror Virgin.
Hey, and you can also go back to episode 1 and get confirmation of that if you can't find it.
It is. I just looked it up.
Okay. So
I have
mind.
It on my phone.
But so, go listen to it again. That's fine.
If you want to tweet at me directly, it comes right to my phone. Yeah. Either Todd J. Awesome or Horror Virgin.
All right, guys.
What is my life?
Aww.
This is my life.
I'm Clint.
I'm Todd.
Jennifer.
See you next time.
Yep. See you next week.
Is that a thing we're going
to
do every time?
I think it has to be.
I think it has to be.
Bye.